Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Well, the Albert E. Tigers football team ended the regular season on a real high note in a dominating 24-7 win in Austin. Albert Lee scored on their second possession of the game and never looked back. Defensively, the Tigers pressured Austin all night, forcing three turnovers. Here's Tiger head coach Corey Black.
You know, tonight our defense came out and really put our offense in a good situation time after time, and, you know, we were able to make some big plays and capitalize on some turnovers from Austin.
Boy, the boys up front on defense, they were just merciless on that quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had close to 10 sacks, somewhere near that. And so, you know, Hayden Johnston, Brody Dower, Sam Witham, and Trevor Ball were all over that quarterback tonight.
On offense, Albert Lee got 140 yards on the ground from J.J. Owens, who also scored on a 22-yard pass from quarterback Logan Howe. Ginger Rui grabbed an 8-yard TD pass from Howe, and the third trip to the end zone came when quarterback Howe ran up the middle, fumbled, but the ball took two hops and settled into the arms of wide receiver Chase Hill, who ran 20 yards untouched for the score. Kicker Izzy Cabezas kicked a 26-yard field goal to round out the scoring for the Tigers, who are 2-4 in the conference, 2-6 overall, heading into a likely section matchup versus Faribault next Tuesday. Faribault got smoked 55-6 in Cass and Manorville Wednesday night. All that needs to be figured out now is where the game will be played Tuesday. And the section pairings come out Thursday. Albert Lee gave the Falcons their only win when they blew a 10-point fourth-quarter lead and lost at home to Faribault 28-24. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.